USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I don't see any good reason to cancel it.
Republican U.S. Senator Mike Lee of Utah responding to Democratic lawmakers' calls for the scheduled summit between President Trump and Russia's President Vladimir Putin to be canceled following the indictment of 12 Russian military officers for meddling in the 2016 election.
They're not the President of the United States. It's not their choice to decide whether or not to meet with this president. Moreover, this is a meeting that's been carefully set up. It's been carefully planned out. I think it could be productive.
President Trump heading from Scotland to Finland today for that meeting that's coming up tomorrow. South Korean media is reporting that U.S. and North Korean officials met today to discuss the return of American war debt from the Korean War. The talks were originally set for Thursday, but the North Koreans never showed up. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
The founder of Papa John's is raising some allegations as he tries to explain his use of a racial slur in a company conference call. John Schnatter says he was conducting a training exercise when he admittedly used the N-word as an example of how not to behave. Schnatter now says his marketing agency tried to blackmail him for $6 million before it leaked the call. Several sports teams now cutting ties with the company over the recent scandal, and executives at Papa John's are working to rebrand the whole company image and all of their advertisements without using Schnatter's face. In Florida, police say a man who was facing eviction was planning to set his building on fire and burn his Jewish neighbors. 72-year-old Walter Edward Stolper is charged with attempted murder. Detectives found 28 containers with gasoline and explosive materials inside his storage unit, as well as books of Nazi ideology inside his residence. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
California fire officials say a firefighter has died while battling a fire that's been burning near Yosemite National Park. Braden Varney was killed while operating a bulldozer on the fire line at the Ferguson fire yesterday. He's the 10th wildland firefighter killed so far this year as wildfires rage across the western U.S. And the National Interagency Fire Center says 14 firefighters died all of last year, and that was the second worst wildfire year on record. Two Georgia police officers now placed on leave after using a coin toss to decide if they should arrest a woman or not. Body cam footage revealing Officer Courtney Brown and Officer Christy Wilson discussing what they should do with a woman named Sarah Webb after she was caught speeding.
A head, R tail.
Okay.
This is tail, right?
Yeah. So, really, 23.
Based on the coin toss, they ended up arresting Webb on several traffic infractions. A prosecutor, though, dismissing the charges, and the Roswell, Georgia police chief says he's appalled by the incident and an internal investigation's been launched. An outlawed since Fidel Castro took power in 1959, Cuba now set to recognize private property under a new constitution. And for USA Radio News, I'm...